You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm your host, Kathleen Schock. We know the San Joaquin Valley is home to diverse communities and cultures. This year, we're bringing you audio postcards from some of the families who settled here a little more recently. Today, we're going to hear from Amanpreet Singh Thot at his home in Kerman. The city is home to a large population of Punjabi speakers, including Amanpreet. He told Laura Satsui that he came to California in 2005.
It was a little bit hard in the day I left from India because I left the whole family there too. But it was something, new journey, so.
That new journey was the first time Amanpreet had ever been in the United States. He was 22, and he had a bit of a culture shock. Everything felt opposite, he says, especially driving.
We drive right side, left side over there. Here is the right side. So that was the different thing, different atmosphere. It was completely different, yeah.
His wife, who's Indian American, sponsored him to come to the U.S., but he was first introduced to her when he was still living in India, and that's where they got married.
Before we get married, we don't even know each other, so that was our arranged marriage, but it's turned to love marriage, you can say.
An arranged marriage that's become a love marriage, he says. As we talk, his wife, Rupinder Kaur, makes tea. She adds some spices as she brings the water to a boil.
I normally put cinnamon in there. Cardamom, so cinnamon, and some other spices. I didn't know how to say it in English.
They have one child who was born in Kerman a few months before Amanpreet emigrated.
So it was exciting moment. I have to see her and see my daughters because I was not here that time when she was born. She's 15 now.
15 and actively embracing both her Indian and American cultures by attending Punjabi school in Kerman, the Sikh equivalent of Sunday school, and getting her license once she turns 16.
Actually, she do lot of cultural activities, so it helps her to understand more our culture. She can read a little bit our language too. She can speak properly. Like for myself, me and wife talking, mostly we talk in Punjabi. I'm talking to my daughter, I talk in Punjabi most likely. When she speaks English and Punjabi both to her. But I want to make sure, she communicates in Punjabi with me. But she does, so.
He says he learned English in India, but didn't really get to practice the language until he came to Kerman. He's now a supervisor at a dental office in Madera. He says he likes living in Kerman. It's a peaceful city, he adds, and he hasn't experienced much discrimination.
I just try to work with anybody I have. I respect people, so the people should respect me.
Amanpreet lives in a typical suburban home with high ceilings and an open floor plan, but it has reminders of his native country. He points to a picture above the fireplace mantle of the Golden Temple in India. It has four doors, he says, to welcome people from all over, regardless of their race or religion.
They can go in there, and they feel really peaceful. So it's like Indian community, Punjabi community, they try to help everybody. They try to work with everybody. It's not we are only Sikh, we are going to do this thing. No, they are trying to help Americans, all the communities, they try to work with them.
He keeps his Sikh faith here in Kerman and drops by the local temple every morning.
Minute, 2 minutes, whatever time I have, so I stay there. It's just something, I feel good, and when I go in the morning, just stay there for even 30 seconds, feel like at least one thing I did good for the day.
A daily ritual that connects him to his foundation, his faith and family, even those 8,000 miles away. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.